Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Kvam Mem Simon Chav. And I apologize for the background noise. Seeking out a quiet place in the house to record is challenging. So I'm outside. And you should hear some birds in the background. Nearly done the Gea Be'em Sesuda B'Sefer Torah U'B'Tfilin U'B'Ritzuas U'B'Megillim Min HaMegillas HaNiktovim Al Klaf Kedin. So the Chayyadim says something which he's going to say in a second, that he does not have a source for this. He does not find anybody else who says it. But he feels that this is true, that for the purpose of the Truma, if a person in the middle washed for Truma purposes, and then he touches a Sefer Torah or Tefillin or the cloth of the Mezuzah or the cloth of any one of the Chavtal Sifrei Tanakh. So the loch is that he has to wash his hands. And the reason is that two-step process, that the problem was that people, the Amoratsim, were storing Truma next to Kisvei Kaddish, arguing both of them are holy, they're Kaddish. Their kadosh, so the rats which would come and eat from the different rodents which would come and eat from the truma ended up damaging the swarm, nibbling on the swarm as well. So they made a takana that truma is matama, that swarm or matama truma. If you put it the sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs, those different things would touch truma, the truma becomes tameh. Then they made a second takana, which if a person touches these items during the meal, his hands will come tameh, he can't eat truma. So both are true. So that's why truma. Now, does this halacha then extend to chulin as well? So the Chayyadim says yes. So if a person, since one of the explanations why we wash for the meal is because it's rak truma. So if a person during the meal would then touch tefillin, or even the ritzuas of the tefillin when they're attached to the tefillin, or a mezuzah, the cloth of the mezuzah, not in its case, or a sefer Torah, or any one of the chafdei sifrei Tanakh. So Purim Suda, he takes out his Megillah, and he wants to look at something in the Megillah, so he touches the cloth of the Megillah. So he, according to the Chayyadim, he has to wash his hands again. Akim and Shlomo Tzossi din zeh b'poiskim, yitul yadav v'lo yivorach. But I did not find anybody else who says it. I did not find any source for this. And therefore, I'm going to say that you have to wash your hands, but not with a bracha. The Bir Locha in Simchat Kufstam of Dawud at the end argues strongly on this Chayyadim and says that there's no such source for this. And even though we connect the dinim of Tuma and Tumas Yadayim from Truma to Chulin, it's not a perfect connection. Not everything which affects Truma affects Chulin. The Bir Halacha earlier in Simchat Kufstam of Dawud has a very strong example which the Chazon Ish points out. If a person touches the actual Tumah during the meal, a person touches a dead animal. You can picture when sometimes a person in the world that they lived in, the person in the middle of the meal had to take care of a dead animal. And the dead animal is Nevela. It generates Tumah. Person does not have to wash his hands again for the purposes of eating chulin. For truma, he wouldn't be able to eat truma anymore. The kelim which we have are tameyim. The Chazon Ish says if truma is going to be a problem, kelim are matam nesiyadayim. So any kelim that you touch would make you wash again. So that to draw a perfect parallel from the halachos of Truma to the halachos of Chulin, they feel that that's incorrect. The Bir Halacha does come out at the end, that even though he feels that the Chayyadim is wrong, and he found in the sources in the Rishonim, preferish against the Chayyadim, because of the stature of the Chayyadim, he feels one should wash one's hands again, but obviously without a bracha. I want to touch on one thing, which is sort of the flip of this. If a person wants to touch these items directly, so tefillin, we don't have such a halacha, there's any sort of touch, but there's a discussion, the halacha is you're not allowed to touch a sefer Torah directly with your hands. Does that apply to other svarim? So the Ramah says that in Kufem Zion brings there's an opinion that it applies to other svarim. And he says, we're not nerd like that, but it's Torah lahachmir to wash your hands beforehand. Because according to some Rishonim, washing your hands, the issue of touching a sefer Torah and then other svarim only applies when your hands are not washed. Now, we're not making up a sefer Torah, even with washing your hands, unless a person would have to do it for the purposes of fixing the sefer Torah. But by Shah Swarim, one should wash his hands before he touches the sefer. So a person wants to touch one of the a sefer written on a cloth, Gedin, Mr. Shavur points out, our regular swarm, which are bound and printed like that, do not have this issue. But a person wants to touch a sefer which is written Gedin, a person should wash one's hands beforehand. The person wants to touch the cloth of the mezuzah or the tefillin, the person should wash one's hand beforehand before touching directly. And then again, pointing out, but that would, and even once he does so, that allows him to touch these items directly. Last point over here. There's a sefer called Meir Eina Yisrael, which is about the Chofetz Chaim, and there it brings a story quote from Rabbi Chanan Wasserman's son, Simcha Lazar Wasserman, Simcha Wasserman, where he says that he saw the Chofetz Chaim one time. They brought him while he had washed for a meal. They brought him parshiyus of tefillin with a question, and he did not touch the parshiyus directly. He used something else to hold them because of this issue of touching a cloth b'emes asudos. Even though the Mishaber comes out, he does not feel there's any real makor for the chayotim. He personally was makbet on this chayotim not to touch the parshiyus of the tefillin b'emes asudos. Bez Hashem, in the following shir, we will start Klam and Malif, which is the, and this is the last point that we have over here in Hilchos Atzil Sudaim. So I just want to point out that when a person washes, in any of these cases, Bemsa Suda, because he's planning to eat bread again, he should try and immediately go from the washing to eating the bread. There shouldn't be a hefsek of time, because B'emes HaSuda itself, we assume the person's keeping his hands clean. Once his hand has not become clean, till he starts eating, we're worried about a Hesek Hadas. So a person who washes B'emes HaSuda should make sure that they try and start eating the bread as soon as possible. Have a good day.